This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Finding housing in a ski town is rarely easy, especially if you're a student. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains how one college is trying to change that.
A 2019 poll found that about a third of the 4,000 students at Fort Lewis College in Durango had experienced some form of homelessness, and the transition between semesters can be especially tough.
Just because a lot of leases end right now, a lot of our traditional residence halls close, a lot of our students don't have anywhere to go.
That's Stella Zhu, the school's first ever basic needs coordinator. She's part of a larger effort in higher education to make the so-called starving student less common. Zhu recently launched an emergency rehousing program. So far, it's put more than a dozen students into free temporary housing on campus or in town. It's also helped dozens more look for a new place to live. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Speaking of ski towns, Arapaho Basin Ski Area has opened a new express lift designed to prevent long lift lines. Catherine Fuller with A Basin says the Lanawe lift can carry 6 people from mid-mountain to the summit in 4 minutes.
So we're actually hoping that this is going to really mostly get rid of the lines there. And so this is actually to help spread people out, move people up the mountain faster, and make the crowds less of an issue.
A Basin has also limited the number of passes it sells in attempt to curb overcrowding. This is CPR News. In a couple minutes, we'll learn how one barber helped people in New York during an intense winter storm. It's 4:06.